Talking with Underwood volleyball coach Liz Stein as they are moving into the last half of the season or so. First of all, coach, appreciate the time. I guess tell me a little bit about your thoughts on kind of how this season has gone, how it's played out, and just overall thoughts on what you're seeing.
You know, we got a really talented group of girls, and they've been working on the things that we've asked them to work on. We're young, and we, you know, we're a new team. We're not used to playing with each other, and they've been doing a really good job of, you know, the older girls being good leaders, helping those younger ones out, and applying those skills that we've been working on in practice. So, you know, I've seen a lot of really good things out of them. Are there games where we're not playing to the best of our ability? Yeah, but that's everybody, and you know, that's going to happen occasionally. And as long as we keep working towards those team goals that we've created, then we're headed in the right direction.
Who are, I guess, take me through, and I guess the listeners that are hearing this, you know, kind of through some of the key players and standouts, leaders on this year's team.
We have three seniors. Our starting outside is Carly Nelson. She's been, I think, 3 years now, been a starter for us. She's a big hitter for us, and defensively, just really has a high volleyball IQ, can see the court really well. Our other two seniors are Mallory Leaders, our libero, and Haley Ambrose, our middle hitter. Again, two girls that they've really grown their volleyball IQ over the last couple of years, and are key leaders on our team. Our other outside is Kaylee Ambrose. She's a freshman. She's going to be an awesome leader someday, learning from the group of girls that we have, but a lot of power behind her. We've kind of switched rotations a couple times, but Stella Wick seems to be our usually typical 5-1 setter, and you know, it's a lot to put on a setter as a freshman, how to run the court and what you all need to keep track of and what you need to be running out there, and she's done a good job of building that volleyball IQ this year as well. I think all of our girls are leaders in different ways. So mm-hmm. Our other middle, Kennedy Brown, she's done a great job of she's kind of our energy bus. She's the girl that keeps everybody up and positive and keeps that energy going. And then we've had Kendall Cook play some back row. We've had Lizzie Thompson play some back row. Those two girls have been getting good reps and, you know, growing as younger players as well. And then we've got Delaney Clausen on our right side. She's, again, growing as a player and doing a really good job of learning and applying those things that we've got. So I kind of went through our whole lineup, but day to day, game to game, every girl has stepped up and been a leader or made those hustle plays that we've been asking of them.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, obviously I think, you know, just looking at, you know, what you've done here recently, you had that stretch there over a week where you beat three WIC teams, and I can't imagine like nobody else. I'm pretty sure that's their only WIC loss. Then you swept Audubon, who's pretty good, and a Tri-Center. You got a four-set win over them on the road, and I guess Audubon was also on the road. I guess what did you see in those in that match that, you know, allowed your team to beat these squads that are, you know, like you said, you're pretty other than a couple of seniors, you're pretty young. How were you able to, you know, put that together? What were the things that they did in those matches versus maybe when you've had some struggles, I guess?
Our big goal has been building their volleyball IQ, understanding what's going on the other side of the court and how that's going to affect us, and getting them to watch film of other teams and on us, and you know, getting them to understand the game. And they've done a really good job of doing that, and the older girls helping those younger girls and learning, and they've applied what we've given them. You know, they see it, how it plays out on the court, and then we've been working on, you know, where do we need to be aiming, how do we need to be defensively moving in order to stop teams, and they've done a really good job with that. I also think that just our teamwork, I know that that's kind of old class, but like, these girls work together so well and they keep each other positive. We don't have anybody that's nagging on anybody. The team energy and chemistry is really well, and that's, I think, part of why we've been successful with those.
Mm-hmm. As you kind of look towards, you know, the bigger picture, the grand scheme of things here this year, what are some, you know, things you and your team are still aiming for?
We have really been harping on the controllables have to be consistent. So those things that we can control, no matter what your talent is or your skill level or your volleyball IQ, those controllables need to be consistent. So communication, effort, energy, things like that. You know, we can't be a roller coaster. if we are consistent with those, then I think we're going to do some great things this last half of the season and into the postseason. But that's got to be something that we aren't talking about anymore. That just needs to be the standard that we have in our gym, and then we can work on those bigger picture items.
Liz Stein, head coach, Underwood Volleyball coach. I really appreciate the time and wish you and your team the best here moving throughout the rest of the season.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.